Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy Tax Day. I tried to say it with a straight face. Yeah, it's tax day. It is what it is. But you know what? We're going to have a lot of fun today. A lot happening around the nation. Of course, it is also Dominion Day. Fox News Channel being hauled into court. Some of your favorite Fox News celebrities being forced to testify today, and what could be billions of dollars at stake here. Now, I just have a question for all you good people out there. I know President Trump is calling on Fox to embrace the election was stolen mantra and let that be the hill to die on. But we're looking at billions and billions of dollars that Fox News may have to pay to Dominion if they lose this lawsuit. So I just have a question for all of you folks out there. And we've got a lot of people listening to this radio program, and they believe that Dominion, and they believe that these other voting, the companies that handle these voting machines were involved in some sort of nefarious practice. They believe they were engaged in some sort of a steal. And many of you have called. As a matter of fact, many of you believe this is what President Trump needs to campaign on, that the only thing that matters is the 2020 presidential election. It'll be 2058, and there will be people who will still say, until we address what happened in 2020, we cannot move on as a nation. And I get that. That is your right if that's what you want to believe. But I have a question for you folks who do believe that, and all the politicians in the America First world who believe that. I just have a question. Are any of you going to help pay the fine that Fox News will have to pay if they lose this lawsuit? Or is that where you draw the line and say, okay, well, maybe there wasn't a steal in 2020. So I'm curious to know, are you going to help cover Fox News Channel's legal fees? I mean, many of you out there have come after Fox, and you've said, well, if Fox doesn't defend Trump, and if Fox doesn't go down in flames defending President Trump and the Stop the Steal movement, then we're going to stop watching. Well, they did what you told them to do. And so I'm wondering, are you, as a Fox News viewer, are you culpable here? Should you, from a moral standpoint, you were telling Fox to push this agenda, and if they lose, shouldn't you help foot the bill for their legal fees? Because clearly, when you look at all the behind-the-scenes shenanigans at Fox, they're terrified of the viewers. They're terrified that you folks will leave them and go to Newsmax. Now you say, Todd, I knew it. I just knew it. I told you Starnes was a closet liberal. I told you he was a rhino. I told you. No. I'm just asking a question here. Because, you see, there is a way to cover the story without getting yourself in legal trouble. Just look at Newsmax, for example. But I don't think Fox is going to lose this. If they're going to get a fair, if they're going to get an impartial judge on all of this, I think Fox wins the day. And here's the reason why. You see, behind the scenes, Fox News host, all the guys that you love, all the guys that you worship, Hannity and Ingram and Carlson, all those guys, they knew what they were saying they believed not to be true. Now, if I've got a problem with the vote and what went down, I'm going to tell you, and I've been pretty open and honest about that. I've just wanted to see the evidence. Yeah, I believe that the election was stolen. Do I believe Dominion did it? I don't have any proof of that. Any of you folks have the proof? If so, Fox would probably like you as a witness in their court case. But we know, because of all the behind-the-scenes emails and the back and the forth, that what the people on Fox News were telling you on air was just to appease you. They didn't believe it. And we know that because of all the emails and the text messages. Fox News is freaking out over this, but I don't think they should. Because, you see, lying to your viewers is not illegal. Lying to the and betraying the loyalty of your audience, that's not a crime. So what Dominion has to do, their attorneys have to prove all of this was done with malice, that Fox News was out to get Dominion. Now, if they could do that, well, then they could have a problem. But I don't think they were doing this out of malice. I think maybe out of ignorance. Maybe they were terrified of you. The viewers who made them the number one cable news channel in all of America, they're terrified of you guys. They were afraid you were going to abandon them. So instead of just leveling with you, and again, let's just think about this for a moment. There are many people in our listening audience all over the country, liberals, conservatives. Now, some of you conservatives may have problems with some of the things I stand and my positions on the issues, but you still listen. The liberals who disagree with everything I say, they still listen. And why do you think that is? Because right or wrong, whether you agree or disagree, what I tell you is what I believe. I'm not making this up. I'm not pulling it out of the wazoo. Yes, I said it, wazoo. I'm not doing that. And I don't do that. I just call it the way I see it. You can agree or disagree, and guess what? You can change the channel if you want to. I hope you don't. But you know where I'm coming from. I'm not going to send a text message to Grace Baker saying, oh, I just told them X, Y, and Z, and then turn around and tell her something else. We don't do that here. And I think people appreciate the authenticity. I hope they do. I hope they appreciate the genuineness. I mean, when we're talking about politics and whether or not China might declare war on us, and then all of a sudden we're talking about where to find the best chili dog in town, I hope you know I was really intrigued on where the best chili dog in town is. That's just who we are here. So I know the Fox folks are anxiety ridden right now, because billions of dollars is billions of dollars. But the bigger question is, and I think they're going to win this, but the bigger question is, will you forgive them? Will you forgive Fox for deceiving you, for not being honest? Or are you happy they were spewing something out of their mouth that they privately did not believe to be true? Do you prefer that authenticity? I'm telling you right now, Twitter, social media, it's a complete mess. And a lot of it is coming from conservative media outlets. It's just insane. It's just insane. All the accusations at search and destroy. And you know what's interesting? Ron DeSantis is a good man. Do I think he's ready to be president? No, not yet. But one day, yes. But there are people out there in the conservative world that literally want to destroy Ron DeSantis. They believe, and these are Trump supporters, and I have already thrown in for Trump. So if you're calling up here and say, I knew it. I knew he hated Donald Trump. I've endorsed the man. He's been a guest on this program many times. What I am saying is, after 2024, then what? You're just going to blow everybody up? You're going to destroy everybody? Do you really think, and just hear me on this, do you really think that Ron DeSantis is to the left of Joe Biden? Are you really buying that malarkey? Really? Because I think he'd make a great president one day, and I don't think he's to the left of Joe Biden. I'm just telling you. I call it like I see it here. So I'm just curious. When you look at what's happening with Fox News, do you forgive him? Maybe the broader question is, why haven't they asked for an apology? All these people that you watch every night, every morning on that curvy couch, They deceived you. They did. They deceived you. They're not apologizing. You know why? Because it's money in the bank. What do they care? Really, what do they care? We care. We do. And it matters. I think integrity still matters, especially in conservative media. I just do. That's the way I feel. But as far as the lawsuit goes, I think Fox is going to be okay. But long term, how do you know you can trust them? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We got a lot to cover. We're going to get to Disneyland. We're going to get to this chaos in the culture. It's only getting worse, and I have a theory as to why. We'll get into all of that, but first, we got to pay some bills. This is the Todd Start Show. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com. Or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right. Greg says, help pay Fox's legal bills. Absolutely not. You pay your own bills. I pay mine. They pay theirs, period. Yeah, I suspect a lot of people are feeling like that. But again, I mean, if you're shoving somebody down this path of you've got to do this, you've got to do this, and then you do it, and it turns out that you're on the hook because it turned out not to be true or you couldn't prove whatever you're alleging, well, does that person bear any responsibility at all? Do you feel bad that you forced Fox News down this path? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Well, Todd, you liberal, why didn't you get out there and say Dominion stole the election? Because I could not prove it, number one. And number two, I don't think any of you, including the sweet, lovely Miss Janice, who loves me, would pay a dollar of my legal fees. I love you guys, but I don't think any of you would have look, I appreciate you having my back, but you draw the line when it comes to money. You know, I'm just saying. All right. We got to talk about just a serious matter for just a moment, and I want to jump into this Disneyland story. And we're going to be getting to your calls as well. But just before we came on the air, some very sad news from the world of Christianity. A good friend of this program has passed away. Dr. Charles Stanley from the First Baptist Church in Atlanta. He had recently retired, but he also led In Touch Ministries. And many of you, I suspect, have read a Charles Stanley book or devotional. You've seen his sermons, and your life has really been made better because of his teaching ministry. He was one of the good guys. He was also part of the great conservative resurgence of the Southern Baptist Convention, and he actually led the Southern Baptist Convention for a couple of years during that great turmoil in the late 1970s and early 80s. And Dr. Stanley went home to be with the Lord. He passed away in his sleep. He was 90 years old, and if you go to our website, toddstearns.com, we have a pretty extensive obituary. What an incredible life he lived. He was also an accomplished photographer, just unbelievable photography, and he published a couple of books very well traveled, and just a good and decent and godly man. And he went home to be with the Lord. And I know you'll want to pray for the Stanley family as they go through the grieving process. But anyway, that information again on toddstearns.com. All right, let's go to the phones here. John, North Carolina, WSIC. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Todd, I was listening to you speak about Fox, and I don't really put much trust in Fox, even though I watch them occasionally, because they're opinion-oriented. But what's bothersome to folks who actually got out and voted and they're patriotic Americans is in Obama's best year, he got 65 million votes. President Trump's best year, he got 69 million. And we've been told to believe that a guy who has dementia, who stayed in his basement during campaign time, who's 80 years old, got 81 million votes. He got, just think about that. 16 million more votes than Obama's best year. And we're told to believe that. And nobody who was doing the investigative work, whether it's the Ness D'Souza with 2,000 mules or the folks that did the analytics, we've never had our questions answered about how that happened. And that's the frustrating part for Americans who are really interested.
No, I understand, John, and I share that frustration. But again, there's only so much I can do, even as a, you know, we're an entertainment show here, but we also, we base that entertainment on facts and the news stories of the day. And I can't come out and say, you did something and then not provide the evidence to back that up. That will land me in court. So we have to be careful.
Right.
We have to be careful. I mean, you can say, Todd, I believe this happened and that's great. But if I say that, I'm the guy that's going to get sued.
Right. I understand that. I guess
but it is
searching for that person with the magic bullet who's going to explain things to us.
Yeah. No, I get it, John. And that's what got me, you know, when I looked at the president. And it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the president did not have the best people around him to litigate this particular case. Because
right.
We know that because all those people are now long gone. And so my concern is the Republican Party really did not take this seriously. And had everybody gotten into a room together and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tackle this. Here are the best attorneys. Here's our Jim Baker. Or you remember Jim Baker when he went down. And he got that taken care of down in Florida with the hanging chads back in the day.
Right. I guess I'm wondering, who is the head of the Republican Party that should have brought that together? Because if you look at Ronna McDaniel, who's Mitt Romney's niece, she's not very forceful or forthright in getting any answers. And you got Paul Ryan, who's behind the scenes at Fox News, so he's not interested. I'm just wondering who is interested.
Yeah, it should have been the leaders. It should have been McCarthy and McConnell. It should have been Ronna McDaniel and the president, you know, at the time, President Trump. And there should have been a joint face to all of this. And I think we may have seen a different outcome. I don't think we would have seen at that point January the 6th, but there were missed opportunities. And let's get real, John, we all know that the Republican leadership wanted Trump out of there. So
yep.
That's ultimately why they didn't act. And the reason why people were so angry with Mike Pence is just a few days before January 6th, he was out there giving speeches and riling up the crowd, saying he was going to stand his ground and we were going to count every vote, the whole nine yards. And then he turns around and he did what he did and he surrendered. And So people, it's always important to remind people of the Pence backstory. But anyway, John, appreciate the call. And I do share your frustration there. I absolutely do. All right, Disneyland is hosting the first ever Pride Night, doing an After Dark series. And that's all well and good. I mean, if Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs wants to get it on after hours, hey, it's America. But that's not what's happening here. Disneyland is inviting the children to attend its first ever Gay Pride Night After Dark series. So I have a very simple question for you moms and dads. Will you let your kids go frolic about Disneyland on Gay Pride Night After Dark? 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
We're recording. recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, Flo?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So I want to talk to you real quick about our upcoming adventure to the nation of Israel. You know, I love traveling, and I also love traveling with friends. And we are taking 100 of our friends, listeners of this radio show, to the nation of Israel. We're going to be spending 7 days and seven nights in the Holy Land, and we would love for you to be a part of that. And it's really going to be a once-in-a-lifetime trip, and it's going to be a first-class journey. You're going to stay at some beautiful hotels. You are just going to have a wonderful time, and this is a family-friendly event. So we would love for you to join us and your family for this journey to the nation of Israel. Now, we have some information on our website, toddstarnes.com, and a lot of folks have been wondering, okay, do I have to pay the whole thing up front? No, you don't. You can pay in installments. And also, you do not have to have a COVID vaccine. So that's not required. And so really, there's no reason for you not to join us. And we want you to become a part of this. We're going to be doing some other events here in the States, maybe a cruise we're working on. So there are going to be some other opportunities down the road. But this is our inaugural journey, our inaugural adventure, and we would love for you to be a part of it. All you have to do is go to toddstarnes.com. All right. So I want to talk about this, this story from Disneyland. Daily Wire has the story. Virginia Krutka is the writer. And according to Daily Wire, Disneyland is going to be hosting its first ever Pride Night as part of the After Dark series. Disneyland's Pride Month is in June. By the way, the entire month, Disneyland said that they will be celebrating the LGBTQIA plus community and allies, and will have themed entertainment, Disney characters, specialty menu items, and more. Ooh, I wonder if Tinkerbell's going to be there. A report from ABC News laid out some of the entertainment Well, she's a Peter Pan, Dylan. I know I'm not mocking anybody. I was just wondering. She's a Disney character. A report from ABC News laid out some of the entertainment attendees could expect to take part, including but not limited to the Pride Night Cavalcade, the Obama Dance Party. Oh, pardon me. That's Ohana Dance Party. My, what a single letter will do. In Tomorrowland, featuring Stitch, a Pride Night dance club at the Rivers of America, and a country line dancing event at the Golden Horseshoe. The main events will go from 9 o'clock at night until 1 o'clock in the morning. And by the way, children of all ages are invited to participate. Interesting. Now, look, I've been to Disneyland. I was giving a speech there a couple of years ago, and the organizer saw, you know what? Here are a couple of passes. Go to Disneyland. Have a good time. Check it out. And I noticed something very interesting about Disneyland. And I don't know, I haven't been to Disney World in decades. But I do remember when I was a kid going, and it seemed to me that most of the people at Disney World were kids, right? Having fun, frolicking about, whatever, doing the rides. And then when I went to Disneyland, which was, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, I could not help but notice there were very few children. And most of the people were my age, like in their 40s and 50s, and they're walking around and they have the mouse ears on, and an unusually large number of people who could not walk that were in their 40s and 50s, and they had the motorized scooters. And I know that because they're beeping on their horns for you to get out of the way, or they will run your butt over. They're worse than the people with the baby stroller. You know, those four-wheel drive baby strollers, they will run you over. No, that doesn't mean, Dylan, I don't like babies. I love babies. I'm just saying. You know, it's always like, okay, who can have the bigger, better status symbol baby stroller? You know, back when I was a kid growing up, Dylan, my parents, your aunt and uncle, made me walk. Baby strollers. That's what's wrong with America. We don't make our kids walk. It's true. So anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So I'm at Disneyland, and I'm just wandering around, and I'm thinking to myself, aren't there supposed to be children here? This is supposed to be a children's theme park. But it wasn't. It was, you know, again, I don't know. Maybe things have changed, and children don't go there anymore. It's a grown-up thing. But it was kind of weird, to be perfectly honest with you. Kind of weird. So there you go. 844-747-8868. Are you still into the whole Disney thing, or are you guys boycotting? I know Governor DeSantis declaring war on Disney and says the government's going to crack down. He was talking about maybe building a prison, but I think that was a joke. I don't know. I will say this. I don't think any business deserves special protection by the government, right? Everybody should be on equal footing. But I also don't believe the government ought to be targeting business simply because that company, that business, is doing things that the government finds disagreeable. You say, well, how are we going to fight back? Well, that's the job of we the people, not Uncle Sam. So if the American people say, you know what, we're done with Disney. We really don't want our kids indoctrinated. We don't want our kids frolicking about with a bunch of dwarfs and Snow White at Disneyland. So we're going to take a pass. We're going to cancel our Disney's. And look, a lot of you people have done that. But I do wonder, is it really conservative for government to come in and say, you will do X, Y, and Z, and if you don't, well, we're going to punish you? Is that a conservative principle, ladies and gentlemen? Just want you to think about it. All right, can we talk about what's happening right now over in Chicago? So it's really getting from bad to worse. And there's another story that's brewing in Kansas City. So it's a terrible story. And we'll start with that. So you've got this guy, 84 years old. And the way the story goes, and I suspect there is more to the story, and we'll probably hear about it later. But the way the story has been presented is that this 84-year-old man heard a knock at the door, or the doorbell rang. There was a black kid. Very academically respected kid, was in the band, all that kind of stuff. So anyway, the guy just opens fire through the door and hits the kid in the head and the arm and bleeding out on the road. He survived and was able to go home, which is great news, and they expect a full recovery. But the police initially came and they said, there's nothing here to charge this guy. So they sent him back home. There was really nothing that they could find that this guy did wrong. But then the community uproar happened, and the issue, very simply, is black kid shot by white homeowner. That's the story. And now CNN is reporting that the kid went to multiple homes seeking help in the neighborhood after he was shot. So President Biden's involved now. The mayor of Kansas City is involved, and this has become a racial issue. We have no idea if race is actually a factor here. We just don't know. We don't have that information. The police report indicates that all of this happened around 10 o'clock at night, and this young boy was just at the wrong home. He thought he was going home and he wasn't home. That makes no sense to me. I don't understand. How would you not know where you live? I just don't know. And maybe you have questions as well. But it really doesn't matter. Because now, because it's a racial issue, they've arrested this 84-year-old man. His attorneys are going to say, well, this is the stand your ground law. But the question now is, okay, well, the kid was on the porch. Does that meet the threshold for Missouri's stand your ground law? Now, the young man, and his name is Ralph. All right, last name, or his first name is Ralph. Ralph Jarl. He is, they say it may have been the size of this young man. That's what the family's saying. I guess he's tall. Oh, he's not that tall. He's 170 pounds, just about 6 feet tall. So now everybody's coming after this old guy. And maybe he's a racist, maybe he's not. I don't think it matters anymore because CNN and everybody's already gotten involved. But you know what I find interesting about this? In New York State, at about the same time, 10 p.m., a white woman was with her friends, and I guess they pulled into some guy's driveway to turn around, and the guy, the homeowner, opened fire on those girls. Now, there is a significant difference. The homeowner in this case is white. The victim is white. You know what I find interesting? Only one of those stories made the national news. And we actually had somebody call in to the morning show on KWAM. And he inadvertently acknowledged what we all know to be true. That if it's a white person shooting a black person, then it becomes national news. But if the roles are reversed, nobody cares in the national media. And the reason why is because that hurts their narrative. You see, when a gang of black teenagers are brutally beating a white woman in Chicago, and we've got the video of that, which happened over the weekend, that's not a national news story because the victim is white. When you have hundreds of teenagers rampaging through your downtown city center, and they're looting stores, and they're attacking motorists, and they're shooting at people, that will not get covered based on the skin color of the people rioting. If it's white kids rioting, yes, that will be a national story. So my question, and let me just preface this, for all the pimply-faced, oily-skinned nerds that are listening to this program in their mother's basement and they're monitoring what we say for the leftist watchdog groups. Let me just say, I think they're all big stories. I don't care if it's white people rioting or black people rioting. I think that matters because that tells us that we have a culture problem in this nation, and we do. But nobody wants to talk about it because they'd rather divide us along racial lines. Now, we will get the facts eventually, and they'll come out. And as has been the case in a number of instances, sometimes what they're telling us about these crimes turns out not to be true. And when that happens, guess what? Instead of correcting it and apologizing profusely, they just mysteriously vanish. Poof, they're gone. Poof. Now, here in Memphis, Tennessee, you're not going to believe this. We have so much chaos going on. We have New York City level crime happening in a city of what? 1.3 million people. And the police chief finally came out and said, "Look, we got to do something because parents are not the parents aren't parenting." The police chief, who happens to be black, by the way, and I don't think a white police chief would be able to say what she said, but it's true. The police chief said, "We've got kids as young as 8 and 10 years old wandering the streets of downtown in the entertainment district, Beale Street, at night after hours without any parents." She was like, "Where are the parents?" So they're imposing a curfew. And you better believe people are going to be fighting mad about that, because there are some people in some communities who say, as part of their culture, 8-year-olds should be allowed to wander the streets alone at night. I want to meet those parents. I want to be able to have a debate with those parents. Honestly, you got an 8-year-old wandering Beale Street at night by themselves while mom and dad are clubbing somewhere else, and mom and dad need to be in jail. So John Kennedy, Senator John Kennedy, was asked about the crime overall in America. He was on Fox last night. Here's what he had to say. Cut 5.
"In all likelihood, the young people shown on your video probably have never felt the firm hand of a father or the loving hand of a mother. Put another way, if you're a parent and you stop loving your kid, your kid's not going to stop loving you. Your kid's going to stop loving himself. But I don't know how so government true. Can make parents support their children. And that notwithstanding, our society, most civilized societies, are based on free will and responsibility. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what someone's done to you or may have done to you. You are responsible for your actions. And if you take other people's stuff or you hurt other people personally, there has to be consequences. So when you have these woke race-baiting mayors and district attorneys who say, well, nobody's responsible. It's all society's fault. All that is going to do is lead to a decay of America. And, you know, I guess I should be philosophical and say, you know, the people elected these folks, elect the clown, expect the circus. But it breaks my heart to see cities like Chicago and New York yeah. and other major cities deteriorating because the mayors and the prosecutors think that cops are a bigger problem than criminals.
And that's the problem right there, ladies and gentlemen. They truly do believe that cops are more dangerous than the criminals. And this is happening in Portland, Chicago, New York City, Philadelphia, every major city in America. As a matter of fact, I'll say this and then we're going to go to break and we're going to take your phone calls on this. And coming up in the next hour, I'm going to explain to you my theory about what's happening in our country and why it's about to get a heck of a lot worse. But I will say this, in Portland, this story just broke this morning. REI, which is probably the wokest outdoor company in America, they just announced they're shutting down their store in downtown Portland, Oregon. You know why? Because of criminal activity. They actually came out and said it is no longer safe for our staffers to be in downtown. And they're shutting down their store. Nike already pulled out of downtown. Walmart, Cracker Barrel, Portland, Oregon, I just don't know how people are going to be able to stay in business. Anyway, this is what's happening in our country. And unless we stand up and push back and demand from our elected leaders that they protect all of us, that's how it's going to be. All right, 844-747-8868. Do you stay and fight or do you evacuate your family and your business to a safe zone? That would be a red state. We'll be right back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So, look, we're going to open up the phone lines in the next hour of the show. Monica Crowley coming up a little bit later on today. Also, our good friend Congressman James Comer, House GOP investigating the Biden family, all sorts of crazy new findings. And we're going to be checking in with him. Also, we'll be monitoring any updates coming out of the Dominion lawsuit trial against Fox News. That's happening in Delaware. But we're also going to be taking your calls. You heard Senator Kennedy. And he said one of the big problems is that parents are not parenting, that they're not disciplining their kids. And he talked about the hand of a mom and a dad. He's talking about that backside. Get the belt. And you do wonder if this country would be better off if more parents were saying, son, go get the belt. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. ToddStarnes.com. Be sure to check that out. We'll be right back, America.
Dr. Rick here. With another telltale sign you're turning into your parents, getting particular about your drive-thru order.
Don't pull away yet. I like to check the bag because one time they forgot to give me extra ketchup.
People are waiting.
I'm only seeing four nuggets. Wait, nope, there's five.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us. All right, our telephone number is 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. An interesting development out of Chicago, where city leaders are now doubling down on their belief that the children who were rioting, who were assaulting people, climbing on top of buses and jumping up and down, pulling motorists out of their cars, they believe these young people have been demonized. And shame on all of us for daring to point out that this sort of behavior is inappropriate in civilized society. They conveniently, by the way, refuse to talk about the fact that a large group of these black teens were pummeling a white woman, put her in a chokehold. Right there, and we've got the video. You can see it for yourself right there in downtown Chicago. Nobody cares about that. As a matter of fact, you've got lawmakers out there now saying that it is racist for anybody to leave a predominantly black area if you're a business owner. So if you've got a business like Walmart and you're losing millions of dollars every year because merch is just walking right out the front door, then you are a racist. They call it corporate racism. I'm not making this up. You can Google the word, corporate racism. It's a thing, apparently. So you've got the people over in Chicago, and they're saying that the problem is that there's not enough stuff for the children to do, that they need more community centers, they need more basketball courts, they need more arts and crafts opportunities, and since none of these are available, well, the only other option the children have to entertain themselves is to go out and burn down the city. They genuinely believe this. So the question is, what do we do about it? What do we do about it? Senator John Kennedy, I think, just really nailed it. He had a home run when he said the problem here is that we have moms and dads who are not parenting their kids. And it's time for mom and dad to start applying some corporate punishment to the backside. And I say, absolutely. I can tell you this. And by the way, where is that story? This is not just a black issue or Hispanic issue or Asian American issue or white issue. This is just parenting in general. We've got a bunch of morons that are parenting kids. And there is a story about a baseball player. It's in my stack of stuff. And his wife was on an airplane, and she had her little kids. And I guess the wife was pregnant, and they were passing out the snacks. And apparently the kids were eating popcorn. And as children would do, they made a big mess on the airplane. So the flight attendant told the lady, "You need to clean up your kids' mess." The guy's name is Anthony Bass. He plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. So this guy just got all riled up, and he fired off a tweet complaining, "Who does that airline think they are?" United, by the way, that's the airline. He said, "The flight attendant just made my 22-week pregnant wife, traveling with a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old, get on her hands and knees to pick up the popcorn mess by my youngest daughter. Are you kidding me?" Well, my question would be, well, sir, why are you not traveling with your wife? Sounds like she's got her hands full. I mean, traveling across the country, and she's 22 weeks pregnant. She's got a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old. Where were you, sir? Just want to ask. I'm not trying to stir anything up. But it's really funny because apparently the tweet backfired, and a lot of people are saying, well, who do you think ought to clean up the mess? And then the guy gets even, he says, the cleaning crew they hired, they're the ones who ought to clean this up. Bass said that United Airlines, this is from Business Insider, that United Airlines provided the popcorn for his kids, and therefore they're responsible for cleaning it up. He says they're taking care of matters with the flight attendant internally. What they ought to be doing is giving the flight attendant a pat on the back. Now, why am I taking this position on this particular issue? Because parents need to do a better job of controlling their kids. I will say this about my mom and dad. They were tough. They were disciplinarians. They laid down the law. And it didn't matter how old I was, what, 2 or 3 years old. I'll never forget this. My parents used to tell us this all the time. We were growing up. They would take us to a restaurant. They could take us to Steak and Ale, which back in the day was highfalutin. Red Lobster. Red Lobster was kind of like going to the Waldorf Astoria of restaurants for fine eating and Uncle Walt's fried shrimp. And do you know that I sat there as a child and I ate my meal? I didn't cause a scene. I didn't whine or cry. And you know why? Because my parents trained us. We were trained to behave ourselves in public. We were trained, and I know this is going to shock a lot of people, but we were trained to not speak unless spoken to. Anybody's parents do that? Did they train you the same way? We were to address people as yes, sir, or no, ma'am. Sir and ma'am. That's what we were raised. And it's a process. You know, parents are to train up their children. And clearly, we've got a lot of people in this country who have no interest in doing that for whatever reason. And that's a big problem. And that's what Senator Kennedy is talking about when he says we've got to raise up our kids right. We can't. It's not the government's job to raise the kids. The government thinks it's their job, but it's not. It's the job of mommy and daddy. So I'm curious. I mean, do you? I can tell you this. Had I been on that airplane as a 2-year-old, my mom would have cleaned up that mess because she would have been embarrassed, and I would have gotten a good talking to, or maybe a pat on the wrist. But you don't just. I mean, you leave a mess behind? I mean, is that who we are? You clean up after yourselves. Think the flight attendants got time to clean up after you and everybody else on that airplane? Not at all. Clean up your own blasted mess, lady. And by the way, I get that she's pregnant, but sir, why are you letting your wife get on an airplane 22 weeks pregnant with 2 small kids? Why don't you show some responsibility? But he didn't ask me. I'm just offering my thoughts here. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to the phones. Greg in Oregon, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Oh, it's tax day. My condolences. I hope you're doing well. Go out and treat yourself over at Chick-fil-A. A lot of folks weighing in over on social media about what's happening in the culture right now. And it's interesting. Rebecca says, Todd, and going back to Disney, I let my children watch the old Disney movies like Cinderella, Fox and the Hound, and so on. The old ones, though. And, you know, that's a fair point, Rebecca. I actually know some friends out in California. They've got, I think, 4 kids. And they're actually raising their kids on the old sitcoms of, like, the 1960s. Andy Griffith Show, Petticoat Junction, Beverly Hillbillies, all the good shows back in the day, the family-friendly shows. I think that's a pretty brilliant idea. Let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Greg on the line from Oregon, radio station KYKN. Hey, Greg, what's going on?
Oh, I was just going to weigh in on the Fox Dominion lawsuit. And what I find puzzling or amazing is the glaring hypocrisy of wanting to hold Fox to some kind of a standard of truthfulness in the news, when daily for years we watch the mainstream media, every one of them repeatedly telling us known falsehoods, lies. And I'm just wondering, well, where are the lawsuits against these big corporations for all the damages that they've done with their libel and destructiveness and ruination of institutions and people's lives? And so,
hey, look, Greg,
it
it's
a joke.
It's a fair question you're raising, because you're right. I mean, the mainstream media, the legacy media, they do this all the time, and nobody's ever calling them out. I would love to see somebody go after them, but I will say a great example of someone who did is Nicholas Sandman, who was from Covenant Catholic High School. And he was able to get some financial justice from those guys. So I say sue away. But for me, Greg, conservative, hold on one second. I'll let you finish your thought. But as a conservative, yeah, I do want to hold Fox to a standard. I would like to believe that what Sean or Laura or Tucker, what they're saying on the air is really what they believe off the air.
Well, you know, that's right. But on the other hand, they didn't have to say it. If they actually didn't believe it, they didn't have to say it. And so
bingo.
We're a little bit confused here. If you don't mean it, don't say it. That's the way that I am. It's like, if somebody gives their word, if you don't hold up your word, then from then on, I won't believe anything that you say. But on the flip side of that, instead of just concentrating on Fox, there should be thousands of lawsuits daily for
completely,
what we get barraged with.
Completely agree, Greg. And you know, it's interesting. They've done a couple of numbers on me, and unfortunately, because I am considered a public figure, I'm not allowed to sue. They can say whatever they want to about me. It can be flaming lies, and most of it is. But it doesn't matter. I can't sue. But someone like you, someone who is a private citizen, someone who's not out in the public, I would say fair game, go after them. That's what I say.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, keep up the good work. You're right on.
Greg, appreciate that call. Thank you, sir. And to Greg's point, folks, you may call me a sorry so-and-so, but by golly, at least you know where I stand on an issue. It really is that simple. Hey, I want to bring something to your attention. We've been telling you about this video, and we have it up on our website, toddstearns.com. This white woman who was brutally attacked by this mob in Chicago. Well, now a lot of the naysayers are coming out and they say, oh, it didn't happen. It's not true. They were just trying to protect the woman. Well, clearly, if you watch the video, you know what's going on. She's getting a beat down. Well, now our good friend, and he is a fair and balanced journalist over at Fox News Channel. His name is Matt Finn. Matt figured out who this person was, and I don't know how they got in touch with Matt, but Matt Finn has the exclusive, and I want to share this with you. He's posting this on Twitter. He says, I tracked down the young woman in this horrific video. Her name is Ashley. She's 20 years old. She tells me that she and the young man she was with, a guy by the name of DJ, walked through the mob and were robbed and attacked. Ashley tells me she was horrified as she was restrained by the mob while trying to help DJ. Again, we've got the video footage up on our website. It's absolutely horrifying. Matt says she's doing okay, no major injuries. DJ had injuries to his face and shoulder. The mob, which looked to be about at least a dozen black Utes, stole their watch. They had an Apple Watch. They had phones and shoes. They stole their shoes. What kind of people do this? We're talking about animals here. They're behaving like animals. Matt goes on to say, also, I talked to Ashley's mother, who says she did not even know about the video, but did know about the incident. Well, I'm glad for this young woman speaking out, and I'm glad she's going to be okay. Can you imagine, though, there you are in the middle of Chicago, and all of a sudden you're surrounded by a mob of thugs, and they're coming after you. They're beating the living crap out of you. They're stealing everything. They stole their shoes. Who does that? Why isn't this major national news, right? And I want you to think about something. Black kid shot and injured in Kansas City by a white homeowner. That becomes major national news. A white woman and her friend, and we don't know the skin color of the friend, but a white woman and her friend attacked by a mob of over a dozen black Utes in Chicago. No news coverage at all. None whatsoever, except in the conservative media world and on social media. Why do you think that is? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And good job, Matt Finn from Fox News Channel, for tracking down that intel. My word. But this is where we've gotten. This is where we've come to as a nation. All right, look, coming up, we're going to be checking in on the Dominion lawsuit, that trial now underway. Riley Gaines is going after President Biden. Biden says that he will veto any bill that protects women's sports. He says that the President of the United States says the rights of transgender athletes should transcend the rights of biological females. The Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act is H.R. 734. Riley Gaines says Biden's veto promise was evidence that he was putting a racial or a radical minority ahead of women in the country. She says Biden is catering to a radical minority at the expense of women, who are 51% of the population. H.R. 734 has yet to be passed by Congress, but is expected to come to a vote on the floor of the House sometime this week. We talked about this yesterday. The White House says it strongly opposes the bill on the grounds it would deny access to sports for many families by establishing an absolute ban on transgender students. Look, the solution is very simple, and I think Piers Morgan did a good job here when Piers on Bill Maher's show just the other night said, look, have a male category, female category, and a transgender category. It's that simple. What's the problem? At that point, you're not alienating anybody. You can have a transgender bathroom facility if that's what it's really all about. But that's not what it's really all about. And we know that. This is about a war on women, period. And when you broaden it out, when you take a look at the wide-angle lens of all of this, what you are going to see is this is a war on gender in general. And this is an opportunity by the radical sex and gender revolutionaries to turn us all into some sort of a freak show, gender-neutral society. That's what's really going on here. So good for you, Riley Gaines. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, 844-747-8868. By the way, new listeners, and want to say hello to all of our great viewers on Rumble, but head over to the website, download our free podcast. You can also get our free newsletter, so you'll be able to stay informed on the big stories of the day. We'll be right back.
Dr. Rick here, with another telltale sign you're turning into your parents, getting particular about your drive-thru order.
Don't pull away yet. I like to check the bag because one time they forgot to give me extra ketchup.
People are waiting.
I'm only seeing four nuggets. Wait, nope, there's five.
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, good to have you back with us, ladies and gentlemen. So there's been a story developing out of Akron, Ohio, and want to give you an update. So a grand jury, there's a lot of controversy over this, some unrest in Akron after a man a black man was shot by police. Now, of course, the narrative changed very quickly among the activist community. People very upset. The grand jury, though, came back and said, you know what, we've investigated this, and we've decided that the police did nothing wrong. Now, the person who was killed was described as a good, decent family guy, and you know the drill. Well, now it turns out we know why the grand jury chose not to indict the Akron police officers who shot the 25-year-old. It's because the 25-year-old was shooting at them, and they released all of the video evidence. And the question now is, will this save the city of Akron? Will this spare the city from being burned down? Because as we all know, even if you have video, and even though the video exonerates the person, it doesn't exonerate the person. Because as the left tells us, the only person more dangerous than a criminal is the police. That's what they want you to believe. So look, I want to circle back here for just a moment. Our good friend Jack Posobiec over at Human Events, he actually suggested this yesterday to the people living in Chicago, because it is a very dangerous situation that is unfolding right now in the Windy City, and it's only going to get worse as we move through the summer months. Jack Posobiec says what needs to happen here is that every freedom-loving citizen of Chicago needs to move to a red city or a red state. So you can either move to Wisconsin, move to Indiana, but you've got to get the heck out of there. And here's why it's going to get worse. And I want you to hear me, and we'll open up the phone lines on this. Do you think that is a good idea, or do you stay and fight, conservatives? Because the progressives in Chicago had an opportunity to vote for a tough-on-crime Democrat. I mean, the guy's a liberal, but he believes in public safety, and he's pro-cop. But they chose not to. They went with Brandon Johnson, who is the progressive who wants to fire police and hire a bunch of counselors. So the voters have made their decision. The voters have decided, all right, this is where we're going, and this is what we're going to do. So the question is, conservatives in the Chicago area, and I would add Philadelphia, Memphis, Portland, Seattle, do you stay and fight, or do you pack up your family? Do you pack up your business and you start over in a red state? What do you do? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to explain why it's going to get worse. And you say, Todd, don't be a negative Nelly. I'm not being a negative Nelly. I'm just trying to explain this to you as best I can. We've been talking a lot about critical race theory for the duration of this radio program. But before critical race theory, there was something called Common Core. And what we're looking at, and look at the heart of what critical race theory is all about. They're training up these kids in grade school to believe that one set of people is an oppressor and another set of people are the oppressed. Now, I want you to step back and think about this for a moment. Let's just say that you've got, let's say you've got a kid, and your kid's in second grade, and your kid goes all the way through high school, graduates, and now is 18 years old. And for 16 of those years, that child has been told, listen up, You are a victim of the white man. The white man oppresses you. See that white kid across the aisle from you is sitting in that seat? He is not your friend. He hates you. He is your enemy. He is oppressing you. Everything that child has, that white child has, is because it was taken from you and your ancestors. And that's what critical race theory is doing. Imagine what kind of a person that's going to be 16 years later. You just think about that. Well, we don't have to think anymore. All we have to do is observe. Observe what is happening in the streets of Chicago, where you have a bunch of 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds, kids whose minds have been poisoned by critical race theory. This is that part of it is not necessarily on the kids, because they have been brainwashed to think that their whole life has been destroyed. They are not going to get a leg up in this country because of the white man. And where did they learn that? They learned it in public schools. That is why we have to confront this evil, because this will destroy the country. Mark my words, this will destroy the country. So my question is, again, do you stay or do you pack it up and do you leave? Because if this is not changed, and I get what Jack is saying here, if this is not changed, if this kind of curriculum is not removed from the public school system, this is only going to get worse. When you look at all of the attacks happening and where and who they are attacking, go back to critical race theory and go back to the idea, the ideology, that people have been oppressed. That's what this is really all about. 844-747-8868. Do you agree, disagree? Do you stay and fight or do you move? What do you do, America? All right, we're going to be getting to your calls coming up. But first, I have to tell you about our good friends over at Newsmax. Exciting new program. Carl Higbee Frontline. It's only on Newsmax. After 9/11, Carl Higbee joined the Navy SEALs, spent almost a decade fighting for America. Now Carl continues that fight every night on Newsmax. You got to watch Carl Higbee Frontline, and you can get the latest on President Trump's next big move, President Biden's dangerous decision, and the inside story on Ron DeSantis. Tens of millions of folks have made the switch to Newsmax. I did, and you should too. Newsmax never tells me how to think. It lets me decide. So make the switch today. Watch Newsmax on all major cable systems, and you can download that free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Check out Carl Higbee Frontline tonight. You're going to like it. We'll be right back. For the record, look, I sympathize with Chicago and Portland because I'm living that here in Memphis. But this is my home. This is where I'm from. I'm not going anywhere. I'm standing my ground here, but I get it. I understand why people are packing up and heading out. But I would like to know, if you're a conservative and you've decided to stay put, why have you decided to stay? Give us a call, 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phone. Steve in Oregon. KYKN, our great station out there. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, good morning there, Todd. Well, I agree with you on the fact of moving out. We have many friends who have moved. But if you have a farm or you have a well-established business, it's not that simple. We adamantly...
All right, Steve, I'm not... Steve, hold on. Just, it's really hard to hear you. Are you moving around, or can you get to an area where it might be a bit quieter?
Hang on.
All right. Just hanging out. All right, let's put Steve on hold, and we'll get that figured out. And when Steve hops back on, we'll get back to him. All right. Oh, we've got Steve back. All right, Steve.
Okay. Yes. I mean, we know people that have businesses that agree with what we're talking about as far as moving, but they said, you know, we're established here to pack up and move everything. It would be, you know, financially a huge hit. So we're not sure what to do other than do what you said. We're going to stay put here, been here a long, long time. And so, you know, the family's been in Oregon for over 100 years, so we're not packing up and moving out. But
And Steve, I'm in the same boat. I you know, I own a business, a company here in the Memphis area, and I love this town. I see the way forward. You know, the question is, what is it going to take to convince people that voting for Democrats is a very bad thing? And quite frankly, nowadays, it's just flat out dangerous.
It's dangerous. And Todd, I don't know how you get the Republicans, because it's a radio station, I'll clean it up, off their butts to stand up for this. You know, we listened to Fox when the Trump went down, and I said, this is wrong, and they were saying things, and I'm like, I'm not beating up on Fox. I'm just saying the Republicans need to wake up. This isn't going away. This isn't like you take an aspirin and the headache's gone tomorrow.
Steve, I couldn't have said it better, and I'm with you, and the Republicans need a swift kick up the backside to wake them up and to make them realize that We have got to start addressing these issues in those communities. And if we don't, if we're just going to be a lily white country club party, well, we're going to be in the dustbin of obscurity, lickety split quick.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like saying, you know, if Bud Light issues an apology, baloney. They issue an apology only, Todd, to get back into your graces and get your money. They would not be sincere.
Yeah, it's true.
So, yeah, I wouldn't, well, I don't drink Bud Light, but I would never, I said to your screener, we do this subversively, Todd. I don't know if I should say any brand names, but we don't buy coffee from someplace because of their political stand. We don't buy clothing from certain businesses because of their political, the way they're handling some of this stuff. And we're not homophobic. We're not transgender, you know, haters or anything. Just don't rub it in our face. You live and sleep with who you want, no problem. That's certainly fine by us, but don't expect us to do it. And I will clarify, I taught elementary, Todd, for 30 years.
Wow.
Never did we see any of this type of thing. I had siblings, so we had over 100 years in the classroom between us. Never experienced anything like what we're seeing today. Never.
It's frightening. And when you look, and we're going to talk tomorrow, we're doing a full hour on China tomorrow. When you look at the threats coming our way from China, Steve, you better believe we should all be very concerned, because they are kicking our butts from the military side to the academic side. And we are knee deep in this sex and gender garbage. And when you look at the history of places like Greece, ancient Greece, look at what happened in Rome. They gave in to debauchery and their societies were destroyed. And if we're not careful, that is the same path we're going to wind up on. We got to be careful, and we've got to have a serious course correction in this country.
When you do the China thing tomorrow, before we go, please emphasize they're buying our farmland. We know a lot of people in agriculture. They're buying up our farmland. You don't worry about the electric car batteries, Todd. You better worry about getting food on your table, because they're going to control the food source. So please, somehow, if you can throw that in there, it would be appreciated.
We will too, Steve, and God bless you. Thanks for calling in. Wow. Let's go to James in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hey, James, what you got for us?
Well, I think the Republican Party has been asleep since about 1964. But Johnson started the Great Society. So they've been asleep a long, long time. I don't think they can break that habit, especially about 19 of them. Those 19 should be kicked out of the Senate and the House and replaced. But I don't know if the people in their states will do that. So let's hope that. But the people we need to worry about are the Democratic voters, because they're not going to change for some reason. And they like what's going on with the Democratic Party. And if they like what's going on, there's something wrong with them.
James, we have hold on just a second. To what you just said, and of course you're in Memphis, and we have a majority black population here, overwhelmingly vote Democrat. But what's interesting is that the black community here is incredibly conservative on the culture issues of the day. As a matter of fact, one of the largest black churches in town, they actually have the Statue of Liberty out in front of the church holding a giant cross and a Bible. But so the issue for me is, okay, well, can we work with Democrats who might be conservative culturally? Is there a way, you know, maybe we have to go beyond the Republican Party to figure out some sort of a coalition that is going to protect who we are as Americans?
We need to tell the black voters, if we're talking about that way, let them understand. I said, if your representatives are voting the way you do not like, then you have to change. They are not going to change. You have to change your vote, get them to understand what you're doing is not what we want. And if you're not going to do what we want, then we're going to not vote for you anymore. They got to do it at least once so that the guys get the idea that we're going to have to change our ways, because the voters have to change, not the politicians, because they will never change unless we kick them out of office. That's the only way they'll change.
That is the only way, James, the only way. All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, James. Thank you for listening to KWAM. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Have you heard this story out of Washington? There is a plus-size influencer. Her name is Jaylen Chaney. She is a full-figured gal. She's calling on the Federal Aviation Administration to do something about airline seats. And based on the photographs that she's posted, she literally takes up at least one and a half airline seats to be comfortable. So now she's calling on the airline industry to do something to accommodate overweight passengers. She says that during a recent flight, she was subjected to hateful comments and she was forced to occupy only one seat with an immovable armrest. So now she's calling on the airlines to provide extra seats for fat passengers by as many as one, two, or three seats. Jeez, aloo. And she wants that at no extra cost. She also says that bathrooms need to be expanded so that large people can enter the bathrooms on the airplanes and that passengers be provided multiple seatbelt extenders. For those of you who haven't flown in a while, if you can't fasten your seatbelt, the normal seatbelt, they'll give you an extension, kind of like an extension cord. Ms. Chaney says it's not fair. It's not fair. She says that that people say she's been selfish because she takes a seat from another person. Now, I've done a lot of flying, and I can tell you I was in first class. This isn't a huge issue, but my issue is with the other passenger. I mean, if you are actually sitting in your seat that you have paid for, don't you have a right to be able to fly without having multiple pounds of human flesh sort of draped over the side of the console? I'm sorry to be graphic, but I was literally in first class once, and there was a fella, and he needed about two or three seatbelt extensions, and he could not fit into the first class seat. And the poor fella is, you know, the blubber from the army. It was all pouring over. And, I mean, what about the other passengers? Don't they have rights? Maybe just cut back a little bit, eat a little bit more salad. I'm a healthy eater as well. But, you know, is it really the fault of the airline industry that you are overweight? Or maybe limit yourself to one bucket of KFC. And don't send me the email saying people have medical conditions. I get it. I know people have medical conditions. But I'm saying, and we're just being real here. The fact of the matter is people are eating too many Big Macs and large fries in this country. I know that's an unpopular position to take, but it's true. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Do you think that they need to be giving overweight passengers free seats on the airplane? We'll talk about it coming up.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So happy to have you with us today. So, look, a couple of things. John Fetterman and his neck are back at the U.S. Senate. May I just say, what a bizarre situation that was yesterday, where you had Fetterman coming out of the SUV, the car, and people are waving and shouting questions, first time back in ages, and the guy's wearing some sort of a weird sweatshirt, hoodie kind of a thing, and he's wearing the shorts. What is this? Was it casual Monday at the United States Senate? What's up with that? And then last night, you've got Elon Musk doing an interview with Tucker Carlson. Pretty shocking, because Elon Musk has confirmed what we have long suspected, that Twitter was actually doing some pretty nefarious stuff. Cut number 12.
The degree to which various government agencies had effectively had full access to everything that was going on Twitter blew my mind. I was not aware of that.
Would that include people's DMs?
Yes.
There you go. So Twitter had access to everything you were doing. Do not be naive when you're on social media, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is the host of one of the most popular podcasts in America, the Monica Crowley Podcast. Monica Crowley. Hey, Monica.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Thank you for having me, as always.
Well, a lot going on today, and let's start with Elon Musk and that interview with Tucker Carlson last night.
Yeah, it was breathtaking, and apparently there's another part tonight that Tucker is going to run. Look, he said so many striking things, so many really important things, and regardless of what you think about Elon Musk, he is a brilliant guy who is overseeing a lot of different companies, industries, and advancing a lot of technology. So you got to pay close attention to him. A couple of things here. First, on Twitter, what he said should send a chill down every American spine about how not just Twitter was monitoring all of your tweets and all of your direct messages, which, you know, there is a presumption of privacy when you're sending a direct message to someone. So it wasn't just Twitter watching everything you do on Twitter, but it was also the United States government, the FBI, the DOJ. Why? Because, number one, they had people, like they do, the security state, and that includes law enforcement, is deeply embedded in all of these social media platforms. That's number one. So they had all of these people working there, passing off information to the DOJ, but also the DOJ on command would request things from Twitter that would be turned over without a warrant, without any kind of formal request beyond, hey, can you shut down this person's account? Hey, can you remove that tweet? And they would jump and do it. So it really was, in Musk's words, that Twitter was less a social media platform than it was an activist organization. His words last night, absolutely stunning. And if Musk did not buy Twitter, Todd, we would never know this. And we would still be sitting out here using Twitter, sending DMs, and be none the wiser. So that's number one. The other thing that really struck me about the interview last night was his warnings about artificial intelligence. Now, a lot of people say he's playing both sides of the game here, and he probably is, right? He just started a new company to try to develop artificial intelligence in a responsible way, in an honest way, as he told Tucker last night. But also, he was one who put jumper cables on artificial intelligence early on and says that he regrets doing that. He's also deeply in bed with the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, for Tesla and other things. And certainly the CCP is not going to put a pause on AI. So all of this talk about America needs to put a pause on AI until we can figure it out and sort it and regulate it. Our enemies certainly are not going to do that. The Russians and the Chinese are not going to do that. So I am not clear what the solution is, but I do appreciate the fact that Elon Musk, in a mainstream media platform like Tucker Carlson last night on Fox, is at the very least raising the warnings about AI and bringing it to a mainstream audience that we all need to be very, very concerned about what's happening here, because my sense, Todd, is that we are sleepwalking toward our own destruction.
It really is shocking, and especially when you look at how much information, you know, our enemies may have on us. And we were talking about this in the last hour. Monica, you have the Chinese. They're kicking our butts on academics. They're kicking our butts in the military. You've got under Biden's administration, the Pentagon has basically turned our military into a social justice fighting force. And I'm concerned when you see the moves, the provocative moves the Chinese have been making over the past couple of years now.
Yes. I mean, look, the CCP, China, is, first of all, it's a far more sophisticated and complicated and dire threat than the Soviet Union ever was, okay? Because they are a lot more focused and they're a lot more long-term. Yes, the Soviet communists wanted world domination. And yes, they had a massive nuclear arsenal. But the Soviets were also a lot less focused than and intense in their drive for global domination, a lot less disciplined than the Chinese communists are. And for decades now, the CCP has been single-mindedly and under the radar pursuing global domination. That requires defeating the United States. So they have been, at least since the 1990s, engaged in what they themselves call unrestricted warfare. You know, all of our enemies throughout history tell us exactly who they are, what they believe, and what they intend to do. Whether it was Hitler with Mein Kampf, whether it was Chairman Mao with his little red book, whatever it might be, whatever enemy we have, they tell us exactly what they intend to do. And in the West, we engage in so much wishful thinking because we don't want to confront any enemies and we're busy doing whatever we're doing, building businesses, raising families. And so we're blind to rising threats constantly. Now the CCP realizes that they are within striking distance of, number one, becoming the world's biggest economy, which they have in goal for 2025. That's just 2 years away. And matching the United States militarily by 2030. And they're well on their way to doing both. So now they are incredibly emboldened because, number one, they're more powerful, and number two, we are less powerful, certainly under Joe Biden. So they sense a real window of opportunity here, Todd, to go against Taiwan, to defeat the United States, to overcome us in terms of economic power, and they're taking that window of opportunity. And frankly, I can't blame them.
No, no, not at all. And Monica, I hate to say this, but I don't think we raise a finger to save Taiwan. I don't think we do anything.
I hope you're wrong, but I fear
Me
that
too.
You're right, because we have such a weak American president who is completely compromised by the CCP. We're getting reporting now from Marjorie Taylor Greene, Byron Donalds, other members of the House Oversight Committee, and I'm going to have the chairman of House Oversight, James Comer, on my podcast on Friday. So please, everybody, listen to that. But they all went on a field trip yesterday to the Treasury. And they took a look at a lot of these suspicious activities reports for the Biden family that Janet Yellen tried to bury for 2 years. They took a look at all kinds of banking transactions that raised all kinds of red flags. And what they have reported on Twitter and elsewhere is that, you know, we're thinking, well, a couple of million here and there. They're saying that the Biden crime family has made tens and tens of millions of dollars from our worst enemies, first and foremost, the CCP. So you will never get a response from Joe Biden and an aggressive posture from Joe Biden toward China. And so we better pray that they don't move on Taiwan, although I suspect that they probably will, and that they don't move on us in a more aggressive way, because we have a president who will do nothing.
That's it. Monica, before we let you go, Fetterman is back, and it's not just Fetterman. So is McConnell, both back after long illnesses. What do you make of something is off with Fetterman, and McConnell's not looking very good himself.
Yeah, I mean, this is what you get when you get these kinds of people into high office. I mean, McConnell is uniparty. You know, I don't want to see anybody sick. You know, I pray for everybody. I want everybody to be in good health. But McConnell is past his prime, and he's uniparty. The Republican Party now is the party of Donald Trump. It is a MAGA party, America First. And if you're going to be uniparty, get out of the way. I'm sorry, you know, Mitch McConnell, I'm glad you're feeling better, but now go back to Kentucky and be home on the range, okay? Because you're too much of an obstacle now to saving America. And in terms of Fetterman, yesterday I posted that video of him getting out of the car in, I guess, gym clothes. And I said, from Daniel Webster to this. And it's such a metaphor. It's a sad one, but it's such a metaphor for the absolute decline of our country.
Unless Brooks Brothers is selling cargo pants, I would agree with you. So, jeez,
exactly. Exactly.
All right.
I mean, show some respect for your office and the institution of the United States Senate. Disgusting.
All right, Monica, we're going to leave it there. A great podcast coming up, folks. Monica Crowley Podcast. Have a link on the live show blog. And you can also follow Monica on Twitter at Monica Crowley. Thanks, Monica.
Always a pleasure, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Great lady right there. My goodness. Fetterneck. What in the world? She's right. I mean, we've gone from James Madison to this. All right. Before we go to a break, I want to go to some of the phone calls. A lot of folks wanted to weigh in on this overweight passenger. By the way, she has launched a petition. Nearly 7,000 people have signed this petition saying they want to provide extra seats on airplanes free of charge to overweight people. It doesn't matter if it's one seat, two, or even three. If it's a full row, they believe that overweight people have a right to be comfortable on the airplane. And I got to tell you, I mean, even normal-sized people, it's uncomfortable because you're on an airplane. Everybody's sort of stuffed in this thing. Let's go to Doug in North Carolina, WSIC. Doug, I understand you've got a story.
Yeah, Todd, I work for the airlines, and I see it all the time where people want more room, and they want to pay less. And, you know, we've enlarged the overhead bins, and it's almost like a woman's purse. The larger it is, the more they put in it. And
it's true.
But where can you go these days and buy things? If I go to the post office, how do you pay? By weight. If I go to the grocery store and buy steaks, how do you pay? By weight. The more I buy, the more I pay. So I can't see these people expecting the airlines to back down and put in larger seats or fewer seats with larger seats to accommodate the big people and not charge more. So it's not a civil liberties thing. It's just, to me, common sense.
Doug, could you imagine, and I don't know what airline, and I don't want you to tell me, but could you imagine, let's just take Spirit Airlines. You're at Spirit Airlines, you're walking up, and before you give them the ticket, you have to get on the scales. Oh, geez, Alou. Wow.
Not in this day and age.
No, no, sir. I have to imagine, though, Doug, you guys have seen it all, and I hear exactly what you're saying. Nothing irritates me more. I typically fly first class, and normally I'm in the first seat, the A seat. For some reason, that's always my seat. But I'll get on that plane, and all of the bin space has already been taken up. It's just insane that people really, I don't know what it is, but it's like they lose their manners, they lose their minds, they lose their morals when they get through that TSA checkpoint.
We always say they check their brain with their baggage. And I don't know how the people survive on the highway because they stand there looking lost. And it just slays me. Moving sidewalks, that just kills me when people get on there and just stand there. Everyone. So I'm sorry, I'm getting off the track. But that's my two cents worth, Todd. I love your show.
Well, thanks a lot, Doug. And God bless you. I love pilots, love the flight attendants. Everybody does such a great job, and they take good care of us whenever we have to go somewhere. And appreciate you calling in. You know who I feel bad for here, guys? I love the snacks. You get the Biscoff cookies; those are the best. Can you imagine though? They're passing the tray of the snacks, and that passenger, she's in seat A, B, and C, in row twenty, and you're in row 40. You're not getting any Biscoff cookies. Hate to break it to you. Got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Show. By the way, you folks in Minneapolis, congratulations. You guys become the first American city, major American city, to broadcast the Muslim call to prayer all day. So there you go. No, not Christian prayers, Muslim. Yeah. Christians, you guys just sit down and be quiet in Minneapolis. Let's go to the phones. Alan in Georgia has an airline story. Hi, Alan. What's your story?
Hey, well, I have an opinion. I didn't necessarily say I had a story, but, you know, it's kind of going along with what Doug was saying. You know, I mean, it occurs to me the thing that she's overlooking, you know, she's thinking about her size and her needs, you know, but the thing of most importance when you come to an airplane is weight, disbursement, that kind of thing. You know, I mean, what happens if I bring on a bag and it's 1 pound over? you know, I'm going to have to pay. Or they're going to say, take something out of your bag and put it into another bag, which is going on the same airplane. You know what I mean? It's kind of a game, but you know, they figured out what the average size of luggage you're going to bring along, and that's 50 pounds. But if it's 1 pound over, you're going to pay another $25, and then more and more and more. Maybe they need to figure out what the average pound of a human being is with a range. And if you're more than that, then you need to start paying for that. I mean, what if I want to bring on an extra 100 pounds of stuff and put it in the seat right next to me? Why do I not get to do it if she gets to do it?
Yeah, look, these are all great questions, Alan, and I'm not quite sure this lady's got a leg to stand on, but who knows? I mean,
she doesn't. I don't think she does. As a matter of fact, I think she's brought more attention to the fact that, you know, obese people are bringing more weight on a plane, and weight is something that we all have to deal with when we get on a plane. It's the first thing we have to deal with. Weigh the luggage before we even give you a ticket.
That's it. Yeah. I was on a small plane once. I guess we had like 8 or 9 people on this thing, and they actually, the pilot had to come back, and it was one of these puddle jumpers, and he said, hey, look, you need to sit here. You need to sit here. Sir, you need to sit in the back, because he had to distribute the weight evenly. I mean, it was, you know.
I have actually been on planes like that before. I used to work overseas, like in Malaysia, and they had literally would come back and go, all right, you need to come up here. It's exactly what you just said.
I had to sit in the back. I had to sit in the back, Alan. I'm surprised that plane got off the air. It got off the ground.
Oh, shoot.
All right, Alan. Appreciate that call.
Yeah. I love your show, Todd. I do, man. You're always on the radio when I'm in the car, man.
Hey, I sure do appreciate that.
Works out great.
Well, thanks a lot, Alan. All right, God bless you. We're going to be coming back to Gainesville when the book comes out, by the way. Oh, somebody said, how is the book? Folks, we're there. We're there. So, fingers crossed. It's going to be, I'm not going to release the name of it just yet. So we've been playing around with the book title. Culture Jihad was a great book, but I don't think the title, probably could have used a better title. And that was on me. So I'm excited to tell you the name of the book, but we're going to hold tight just a little while. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Hang tight if you're on hold. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be getting to your calls. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Dr. Rick here. Another sign you're becoming your parents is getting particular about details that don't matter.
The craziest thing happened when we got tacos the other day. Was it Wednesday or Thursday we got tacos? I know it wasn't Tuesday because that's when I went to my hairdresser. Shoot, what day was it?
See how we all lost interest there?
Progressive can't help you from becoming your parents, but we can help you compare rates on home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us our good friend. He is chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman James Comer from the Commonwealth of Kentucky, our neighbors to the north here in Tennessee, Congressman.
That's absolutely. My congressional district goes all down the Tennessee state line, so I'm closer to Nashville than I am the Kentucky state capital.
You know, just a little bit of trivia here, Congressman, but I'm born and raised in Memphis, and of course, after Fox, I moved back to my hometown. If you're in East Tennessee, you're closer to the Canadian border than you are Memphis. It's unbelievably a long state. Well,
my mom was born in Memphis, too, so we have that connection there.
Well, Congressman, we'll have to get you over here one of these days, and we appreciate you spending some time with us on the national show. You broke a bombshell yesterday, and now we understand, I want to make sure I get this right, at least 9 members of the Biden family now connected to influence peddling.
Absolutely, that's 100% correct.
All right, well, let's break this down. Can you name these individuals? Exactly how high does this go in the Biden family?
Well, we're going to try to put this together in a press conference next week. We just wanted to let everyone know, because we were going into Treasury. My staff spent the last 2 weeks in Treasury looking at the massive amount of suspicious activity reports generated by the Biden family and their associates. That took a long time because there were a lot more in there than we had anticipated. There were a lot more that had been previously reported. And every other bank violation has identified more accounts, more LLCs, and more members of the Biden family. So it took a lot longer to go through all those bank violations than what we would have anticipated. And yesterday, I led a small delegation from the Oversight Committee to go in, and we spent a few hours in there looking at different violations as well that have been highlighted by the staff. So it's a pretty complicated deal. It looks to me like they went to great lengths to form all these different LLCs to launder or hide the source of the revenue. The source wasn't just communist China. It was other countries around the world that probably have worse reputations than China with respect to ethics and the way they treat the United States and United States business. So this is a problem. This is something that the entire family has been involved with. We now have identified nine. As you know, we identified three a few weeks ago. The two were obvious, Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, the president's brother. But we also identified Beau Biden's widow, who was receiving transfers from a Chinese Communist Party-backed entity. And now we've got six more Biden family members. And I think at the end of the day, there'll be 10 or 12 Biden family members that were involved in this. So this was the family business. But yet, what is the business? It looks to me like the business is they were taking money from our adversaries around the world. So obviously, these adversaries were getting something in return, and the only person that could provide anything in return, in my opinion, was either Vice President Joe Biden or President Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's where I'm curious. What exactly was the family business? They weren't just giving them cash and expecting nothing in return. I'd be very curious to know what they got in return, or if they haven't cashed in some of those chips just yet.
Right, and you look at Hunter and Jim Biden, some of the things they were involved with some of these Chinese entities, where they just basically wanted to give credibility to China to encourage other countries, countries in Africa, countries in the Middle East, to do business with communist China. There was no business. The Bidens didn't have an ownership stake in anything. They weren't a private equity firm. They were just getting paid to make it look like the United States government was behind these Chinese Communist Party-backed state-owned entities that were trying to take over the world in their Belt and Road Initiative. So you've got a situation where they did some things that I think are very shady and should be illegal to get compensated. But then, what did these family members do? You've got seven family members that as far as we can find, they haven't ever done anything that we know of for these different Chinese-backed or other adversarial country-backed entities, and yet they were getting deposits through LLCs. What's going on here? And that's what we continue to investigate.
And Congress, are we talking about millions, tens of millions? What are we looking at as far as a
We're
dollar?
We're talking about millions, millions and millions of dollars.
So,
and
my question is,
it's real money.
How did that? Yeah, it is real money. And I know I run a business, and I have accountants. They work with the Internal Revenue Service to make sure we're paying what we owe. I'm curious, how are they able to evade the Internal Revenue Service on all of this?
That is the million-dollar question. You can talk about where is the U.S. attorney, where is the DOJ with all the crimes that Hunter Biden's committed. At the end of the day, my biggest question after looking at these bank violations is, where in the heck is the IRS? Because there's no way these individuals can have this many LLCs that really, from what few bank records we have, now we'll continue to get more from these LLCs, there was virtually one source of revenue, which would be from the adversary. And then it looks like the family was paying a lot of their normal living expenses out of this LLC. They weren't using it for seed capital, like the Biden lawyer said when we identified that first $1 million transfer through the Robinson Walker account. They said, well, that was used for seed capital. That is totally incorrect. Wow. There's no seed capital that we found. We found they went into their personal checking accounts, and this is what they were using to live off of. But I wonder if these LLCs at the end of the year weren't showing losses, and they weren't paying any taxes on it. Because, you know, somebody said, well, you need to get Hunter Biden's tax returns. Honestly, I'd rather have the tax returns on the LLCs, because there's only one line on your tax return. I have an LLC. I mean, there's only one line on the tax return, basically, for the LLC. It's either did your LLC make a profit or loss, because an LLC is just a pass-through that just passes through to your personal income tax. So there's a lot of shady tax schemes that's involved in this, you know, because I would say at the end of the day that these family members weren't paying any taxes
Wow.
on this money, which is even worse.
Super shady. Congressman, so what are we looking at as far as a timeline? What can we expect next, and how close are we to maybe seeing people being held accountable here?
Well, you know, we're getting fought every step of the way. You know how long it took us to get into Treasury? It took over a year to get in for Yellen to finally let us into Treasury. These bank statements we're having to subpoena, and the Biden family attorneys are threatening and kicking and screaming all the way with the banks and everyone else. We're having to slip in the back door to get what we can get. And at the end of the day, what we've learned from these bank violations, there are many more Biden family members and many more LLCs and many more bank accounts than what we first estimated. So, you know, there's no one in the media helping. You know, the normal media outlets that try to do investigative work, all they're doing is trying to investigate me for having the audacity to investigate Biden. You know, there's public corruption only applies to Republicans with the mainstream media. So it's a large task. But I think in 100 days, we got all the suspicious activity reports, and there's thousands of pages of documents in itself. We've gotten six different bank records for the past decade. So we've already gotten more information than a traditional congressional committee has gotten on anything in the last decade. I think we'll get there, but timeline speaking, I mean, this is many, many more months of hard digging. And remember, the people that were the associates of the Bidens, they're being threatened. They fear for their lives. The Democrats on the committee are intimidating them. It's very difficult.
Mm. Well, Congressman, we appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to stay on top of this story, and this has got to. We have to see justice at the end of the day.
We do,
and
that's my goal. And yeah. You know, this is an investigation of Joe Biden. At the end of the day, we don't think these Biden family members were getting money for nothing. We believe that Joe Biden was providing something of value to our adversaries, and we're not going to stop until we get the truth out.
Good stuff. All right, Congressman, appreciate you, and thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Congressman James Comer from the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Shocking, but it's going to take some time, and they're doing this the right way. They're going to get to the bottom of it, folks, but clearly this truly is a crime syndicate that we're dealing with. All right. Before we go to the break, I want to go to the phones. Mike's been holding on for a while from Eads, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. And Mike, I understand you're a retired pilot.
I am. I'm a retired airline pilot. Good to talk to you, Todd. Just adding on to your last caller, he was talking about the weight and balance of the aircraft, and that is important. But I'm thinking what's really important is the safety in case of an emergency. Because the reason we can't have bags in the aisles and in front of the seats is because passengers have to have access to the emergency exits. And if you have these large people taking up two or three seats, people are going to be stuck. Can you imagine being stuck behind one of them in a fire and you're trying to get out of the airplane? And if we do get them to the overwing emergency exits, they're not going to be able to fit through. And again, you're going to have people stuck behind them trying to get out of the airplane. And I'll tell you what, if one of these overweight people ever are the last person on an airplane and can't get out, their families are going to be suing because they couldn't get them out of the airplane. So this just doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it's insane is what it is, Mike. And I don't think this is going to go anywhere, but I don't know. You've got so many woke people now working in these government agencies, and you have to wonder if somebody at the FAA is going to actually take a look at this and say, oh, wow, we really ought to do something about this.
Yeah, the FAA, that wouldn't surprise me at all. But the airlines themselves, there's no way they'd fight that because they can't be responsible for these emergency situations with overweight people on the aircraft like that.
It's a fair point, and the safety part of this is a huge concern. So anyway, Mike, appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to the show.
All right, Todd, take care.
All right, there you go. Mike's a retired pilot, so he knows what he's talking about. Oh, maybe instead of, you know, they got the little biscuit cookies, and they don't do peanuts anymore because somebody might have an allergy, and so I think they give people pretzels. Maybe they ought to put like a little crudité there, a little carrot stick, maybe some celery. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Wow. I just visualized what Mike was saying. That's not going to be good. That's not going to be good. If the plane's going down and you got to get off, you're going to want to get out of there, right? All right, we'll be right back.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of double stack JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Wow, it's going to be 80 degrees in Memphis, Tennessee. Nice. Hey, we got some updated information to share with you. So yesterday we shared this video of this white woman who was being brutally beaten by this mob of black people. And moving forward, we're not afraid to share that information, that kind of information with you. And it's important. If the races had been reversed, this would have been a massive international story. It's just that simple. But anyway, we've got some new information. So our buddy Matt Finn from Fox News had announced that he had actually tracked down who the young woman was, a 20-year-old, and she was with her friend who's 22 years old, and they were beaten. So anyway, that information comes out. Now we're being told that we actually have a police report. So now the police are getting involved, and the only reason the police are getting involved is because we've been talking about this story, and I want to share this with you. So now police are saying they're investigating this as a robbery. It happened sometime between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock on North Michigan Avenue in Chicago. The victim, 22-year-old male, 20-year-old female, reading from the police report, related that at the above location, a group of unknown offenders approached. The offenders struck the victim several times before taking their personal property. The victims were transported to the University of Illinois Hospital with minor injuries. No one is in custody. So my recommendation, folks, and just hear me on this, if you are going on vacation, you are a fool to be in downtown Chicago after dark. Wouldn't go anywhere near there. As a matter of fact, if you're in any major American city controlled by Democrats, you are not safe on the streets after dark. Especially in places like Chicago and Memphis. So what a horrible thing that's happening, and you just hate to see this, but you need to see it. And the reason why you need to watch this video is because you need to understand the reality of our situation. There's the narrative coming from the mainstream media, and then there's something called reality. And we deal with reality on this radio program. My goodness gracious. I was looking for a story. Did you hear about this kid? Where is the claw story? Have you seen these things where they have these, they're like these video games, and you'll see the big box, and they've got all the, what am I, the word I'm looking for? They got the the stuffed bears, and they had this giant claw. Thank you. It's really called the Claw Machine. They could come up with a better title, maybe. All right, that's not very creative. Anyway, there's a giant claw in the Claw Machine, and you put your quarter in or a dollar or whatever, and the claw drops down, and you've got to, if you're lucky enough, the claw's going to grab onto something, and it's going to pop out. So anyway, this kid, this happened over in Charlotte, North Carolina. So this kid's inside the claw machine. He was able to get inside the claw machine. How do you do that? They had to call the police. The poor kid was, I guess, terrified. I don't know. I guess I would have been terrified. There's no way I'm getting in that machine. But they don't explain in the story. This is what's so disappointing about modern day journalism. They don't explain how the cops got the 13-year-old. Oh, he was trying to steal. Oh, so maybe he was just terrified because he knew the police were going to get him. So the problem is they don't explain how they got the guy out. Did they use the claw? That's the first question I would have asked. But they don't teach these kids good journalism anymore. Anyway, a kid had to have first aid. He's going to be okay. The cops let the kid out. Time served? I guess so. I don't know. All right, folks, head over to ToddStearns.com. We've got Mother's Day coming up, and I want you to get a copy of the best Mother's Day gift on the planet. No, that's not a hug. Okay, the second best Mother's Day gift on the planet is my book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl, and you can get yourself a copy at Amazon. You can also go to my website, ToddStearns.com. I will actually be honored to autograph a copy for your mom or for that special lady in your life. Biological lady in your life. We got to go. It's been a lot of fun. Folks, tomorrow, same time, same place, noon to 3 Eastern. In the meantime, head over to ToddStearns.com. If you missed that powerful interview with James Comer, you got to download our podcast. It is free of charge. We won't charge you a penny. All right, be good, America.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
When you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, bundle, that's a cute word. What? Read it again? Okay. When you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive, you get round-the-clock protection. Oh, that's darn good. Because once my older sister Dottie, her basement flooded.
Get round-the-clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.